on the 17th of November, 2020, with Jim Gifford. And our friend Sarah Spoonholtz is on the studio line here this morning. What did you call for? Just to say hi? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping that maybe you could, like, help me order breakfast or something. I don't know.
I have. Let's see what I got left for my breakfast. I still have a banana left. Will that help?
I've got bananas.
Okay, never mind.
No,
Sarah. Sarah Spoonholtz from the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber and a former co-worker here at the old radio stations. Always good to check in and see what's going on with the world of local businesses here. And certainly our conversation this morning should at least begin with the new directives coming out of Lansing regarding stepping back in the COVID protocol here. My take on this, Sarah, is not as big a deal as the lockdown of last spring, but we are stepping backwards here and kind of clamping down again, right?
Yeah, and for some businesses, you know, my heart 100% goes out to anyone in, like, the restaurant industry right now, because this has definitely been a challenging year for them. But also to a lot of the businesses that were just allowed to open a few weeks ago, places like Moore Theater, Celebration Cinema, you know, the bowling alleys, Strikers, formerly Kelly's Bowl, the ice skating rinks like the Garden Ice Skating Arena, bingo halls, casinos, arcades, and even some of the gyms that are primarily fitness classes, because all of those have to stop for 3 weeks as well. So, you know, you start getting back into the momentum of things, and then comes another shutdown. It is not a full shelter-in-place order. I believe officially, though, we are back on some modified stage two phase. Stage 3, but yeah, it is. It's going to be a challenge for a couple of weeks. So I mean, now more than ever, you know, we keep saying it. Please support your local businesses. Find ways to support them outside of it. Restaurants continue to use them for takeout and delivery. But some of them have made a decision. They've been announcing it slowly on Facebook, on their pages, that they're just going to take the next 3 weeks to kind of pause and regroup. Some of them will not be doing takeout and delivery. They're just going to kind of wait this out. But it's definitely scary, like absolutely 100% scary, especially heading into winter.
Yeah, do you know if we're keeping the buy local Berrien site up to speed as far as what you were just talking about, as far as some those that are still offering and those that maybe aren't and will be taking a 3 week break or so?
Yeah, we so restaurants and businesses in general have been really good about just continuing to post in there about what's going on. I just saw a post from a small place in South Berrien County, Harvest Cafe, this morning. They are going to be going to more takeout and delivery. So restaurants are using that right now to just let people know. We'll get an actual form updated that people can actually just click on and see everywhere in Berrien County what's open and what isn't right now in terms of restaurants and what the hours are. And that way they can continue to support them.
Yeah, so with no shelter in place order, really, and with with the majority of people continuing about their business, you know, they're asking that offices that can work remotely, but those that can't continue to go into work, and that includes manufacturing and so on and so forth. There will be just a general just activity in the area, so we can continue to support the businesses like restaurants and others. And retail remains open too, but again, with you know, COVID protocol in place. So it's not going to be like last time, but if we, as you say, if we just pay attention to what's being asked of us, the distancing and the masking and the washing, and we might be able to pull this off.
Right. And it's also important. A lot of people had concerns about, like, the personal care services. It says, like, hair salons, barbershops, et cetera. Those are all still able to remain open for right now. So that is definitely a positive. We do have people who are going to be continuing. I will say Myosha did announce last Thursday the program that kind of does target offices. So if you are having people continue to work that are unable to work remotely, please, please, please make sure that you update your COVID preparedness and response plans. MyOSHA is specifically going to be going after offices for this, and the fines, if it is not updated, if you are not doing remote work when you should be, could be as much as $7,000 for a business. So please make sure that those are updated. If you have people who can work remotely, make sure they are doing so, if at all possible, and just, you know, be safe right now.
Right. And keep in mind that despite all the political hullabaloo and turmoil that these sorts of decisions always churn up, that the medical community, the ones that truly matter in all of this, are squarely behind this notion of pulling back and trying to tamp this down. Because despite all the good news, you know, these back-to-back good news stories that have come out from Moderna and Pfizer, that stuff is off in the distance here, off in the future, and it's not going to help us between now and the end of the year. So we need to buckle up, buttercup or whatever that saying is, and just do our part and keep yourselves safe and keep other people safe. So
exactly.
Otherwise, as Spectrum and others have told us and the community at large, they're not going to be able to handle it. And then, you know, your loved one that might come down with it might not get the care they need, and the consequences could be disastrous. So just do that. Just do that. All right. What else we got going on here? You got some other things. Was that ribbon cutting you had going on? Was that for today?
It is for today. So Carrytail Inns of St. Joseph under new ownership. Obviously, COVID cases continue to rise. We made the executive decision that we will not be doing that in person today. We will still be doing it, but instead it's going to be done via Zoom and then streamed live to our Facebook page. So you can actually take part in it, watch it, participate through Facebook Live.
Who is luckier than, or who could have been more in the right place at the right time than the Zoom people?
I know, right?
Boy, they are just bailing
stock.
Yeah, they are bailing everybody and anybody out. And then, of course, there are some other competitors that are helping out, too. We just got word the other day that Crazzles, the things are going online. They're shutting down for the most part over the next little while. So Zoom will help out there. I don't know if you heard earlier this morning, Zoom is coming up with a Thanksgiving present for everybody. On Thanksgiving Day itself, they are doing away with that 40-minute time limit. So you can.
Oh, good.
Isn't that nice? So
yeah.
you can Zoom all day long if you want, if you and your family can tolerate that. So, good for Zoom.
That's awesome. That's really good.
Doing the right thing at the right time. Now, so you're going virtual with the ribbon cutting, but there's some other things here, including the Chamber Award nominations. Give us a scoop on that.
Yeah, so traditionally we would have had this already done right now, but we kind of put a pause on everything and slid stuff back. But we will be moving forward with our 2021 Business Recognition Award Ceremony and annual meeting. Not sure if it'll be a breakfast this year. We are looking at possibly doing a hybrid style event, possibly all virtual. But nominations are now officially open for that through the first part of December. We do have overall excellence awards, things like Economic Impact, Small Business of the Year, Rising Star for the Young Professionals, Nonprofits, and so forth. And the Pat Moody Award, of course. I cannot forget the Pat Moody Award for the man, the myth, the legend himself. But this year we also have COVID-specific pandemic awards, things like Excellence in Pandemic Reporting, Community Guardian, lending programs, and so forth. So those are open. The public can nominate those. The only thing that does need to be a member in good standing that receives the award, but those are officially open. We'll have a press release likely coming out in the next to fully announce it. So I guess I shouldn't have probably announced it, but we'll have a press release officially coming out later today about it. But we're really excited about it because, you know, it just provides some level of normalcy for the year.
Yeah. If you do have to resort to it, I guess you can do like a drive-by ceremony where all of the recipients sit in chairs under a tent. People drive by in their cars and applaud out the window as they're going by.
I heard that's how they're going to do all the Moody on the Market Awards moving forward. Is everyone's just going to line up on the side of a road and people are going to drive past and, you know.
Well, 2020 has been a weird year and a very adaptive year, or adaptable year. Holy mackerel. So that's
good. Yeah, that's an understatement.
that's pretty neat and pretty exciting that you guys are recognizing that and will recognize those that have adapted and have stepped up in a very bizarre and trying time here. So yeah. Kudos to you guys for doing that. What else do we know here this morning? I mentioned to buy a local Berrien early on here in this segment. We should remind people that that is out there and was quite the thing when we first went into the whole shelter in place and the lockdown thing early on last spring. Still a viable entity and something that we should revisit as, again, many of our restaurants, at least for the next 3 weeks, have to pull back and resort to just either outdoor dining, and you're going to have to be really creative to make that work in November around here, or pick up and that sort of thing. So buy local Berrien is still a viable option for us, right?
Absolutely. We've got over 10,000 members in it. So definitely a great place to go if you're looking for updates on restaurants or other businesses in the community that might be or have not been impacted by this latest order.
Yeah, and it will be a little confusing, perhaps, as we try to do this. I was thinking about that, as you mentioned earlier, for the gyms, some that offer weight training and that kind of stuff, but also the classes. Part of their business is still okay, but the other part of it isn't, and it's going to be kind of confusing. So bear with. 3 weeks at this point, and hopefully we can make some progress there. Sarah, always a pleasure to talk to you and appreciate the insights of the business community here with the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. You have yourself a good day today, and I suspect we'll catch up once more before Thanksgiving, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. No, I guess we won't, will we? We'll catch up after Thanksgiving.
No, technically we won't. Right. It'll be after.
Right. I lied. All right, have a good day.
Bye, you too. See you later.